Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Rhinelander's Golf Course Advisory Committee heard a first draft of a consultant's analysis of the financially troubled Northwood Golf Club. A recent audit showed the municipal course owed Rhinelander more than $1 million. Green Golf Partners began a city-authorized study in mid-August and ended in October. CEO Matt McEntee says part of what the course is facing is a changing golf environment. He says the industry was robust until 2007, but many courses were built and demographics are changing, so each course is getting fewer customers. He said the Rhinelander course is among the finest municipal courses in the nation, Golf Digest rating it 4.5 stars. He says this area, though, is a tough place to compete.
It is, without question, one of the finer municipal golf courses in the United States. The challenge is that it's built where it's built, in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I love Rhinelander. But the surrounding demographics are not rich. You do not have 500,000 people and 40,000 golfers. If you apply the industry average for the state of Wisconsin for participation within a 20-mile radius, you're lucky if you have 3,800 total golfers.
Alderperson Alex Young says a course is not going to make money. He says there are upcoming capital expenditures that also factor in.
We're not going to be able to run it as a city golf course and turn a profit. If it's going to continue to exist as a city golf course, it's going to have to be subsidized in some fashion. We're going to have to face that choice whether or not we're going to subsidize the golf course and continue to run it as a city operation, or whether we're going to look at alternatives like a lease or sale.
The report is a draft. McEntee says more input is needed by the public before a final draft is made, likely in several weeks. The Minocqua Town Board voted 3-2 Tuesday to buy a reserve Class B liquor license offered by the town of Fifield for $10,000. Town Clerk Robin Haggard says a new state law allows a municipality to sell up to 3 such licenses to another municipality within 2 miles of it. Minocqua has issued 30 Class B licenses and has no more available. Supervisor John Thompson wanted to snap up more than one, saying the town needs them for business growth, even if it takes a while to find the right applicant, including perhaps a large franchisor.
You know, maybe they won't get issued for 10 years. It's an investment. So you don't get paid a dividend on an investment the next day or in a year, or you save them and use them to attract something or someone.
The measure drew no votes from Town Chair Mark Hartsheim and Supervisor Bill Stengel. Hartsheim says the license purchased is not in this year's budget, but he also told the board there could be a frenzy of applicants for it.
You are going to have multiple people presenting you with proposals and ideas and telling you why they need that license. You are going to have to tell a lot of people no if you're holding out for it. You're going to be telling local people no, franchise guy hauling bags of money out of our town, yes. That's just the reality.
The successful applicant will pay the $10,000 transfer fee. Survey in Boulder Junction will help the community plan for a future. That's the word from Teresa Smith at the Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce. The Boulder Junction Economic Development Connect Communities Committee and partners are developing a plan to aid economic development. Teresa Smith says they received 169 responses to open-ended questions.
The number one strength that was identified for Boulder Junction is our lakes and rivers. And following the water bodies are activities such as fishing, snowmobiling, and biking. But what really sets us apart is our visitor loyalty, the small businesses in our quaint and friendly downtown, our community members, and annual events. So there was a lot of positive information.
She says the public also provided suggestions, which Smith says are issues across the North Woods.
The need for increased broadband, an aging population, workforce shortage, and affordable housing, whether that's available rental properties or homes that are for sale. So we also identified the need to fill some of the vacant buildings downtown and address the appearance of some of the properties.
Smith says the partners will be discussing the challenges the public identified. She says they set up a strategic plan with short-term and long-term goals. She says they also created a student survey completed by 324 students from North Lakeland School and Lakeland Union School, and they're analyzing those results. Far northern Wisconsin is starting to get another heavy dose of winter. A cold front pushed high waves across Lake Superior today. Snow is expected to arrive by early evening with up to 10 inches of snow possible in Iron County, 6 inches in parts of Vilas County, and 5 inches in Ashland County. The National Weather Service has winter storm advisories, watches, and warnings in effect for the far north from this evening until tomorrow night. By Friday morning, the coldest temperatures of the season are due in, with lows dropping to about 5 above in Rhinelander. And tonight's forecast, snow showers likely overnight with a low around 18. Away from the lake, about an inch expected, but as you heard, could be 5 or more inches closer to the lake. Thursday, partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the morning, then temperatures falling to about 14 by sunset. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 5. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.